This is part two to the meal plan creation. So once you actually have your food choices, now the amounts is the second piece of the equation that truly gives you the freedom to pick any food that you want. So we don't restrict around food choices, but there is going to be some managing of your amounts of the food choices that you do pick. And so this is what gives you both the freedom and the flexibility to pick what you want to eat, but at the same time, being able to stay on track to achieve whatever goal it is that you have, whether it's you want to pack on some muscles and get jacked, whether you want to get lean and shredded, or whether you just want to maintain and live a good life. So this one is part two, talking about how you pick your amounts of food that you're going to eat. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis.
All right. So this is the second piece of the food selection process where we're actually putting numbers, we're putting quantities, we're putting amounts to all the food choices we made in an earlier video. So if you haven't watched that video of the food selection process, go watch that video because this is the second piece. And so now we have our ideal meal planned out. Now the next question is, well, how much? Okay. And so the how much is really where the jigsawing and the fun comes into play, because people will look at you and wonder, like, bro, how do you have abs? Like, you eat Reese's peanut butter cups and Snickers and ice cream every single night. And it's because they're not asking the follow-up question of, like, well, how much? And in comparison to what else am I eating throughout the day? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you, first off, our food selection process. So if you didn't watch the first video, this is our food selection process that we have right here. So we have two meals. We're breaking this down into two meals. You could obviously do one meal. You could do this in three meals. You could do four meals. What is most important is that whatever works for you is what you should do, okay? So in this example, for our meal one, I put it as breakfast. So we had egg whites and protein shakes and pancakes and fat-free cheese, sugar-free Miss Buttersworth, everything with the bagel seasoning and water. And meal two, we have chicken breast and shrimp and deli turkey and Reese's peanut butter cups, my favorite, and vanilla yogurt and ice cream cones and cauliflower rice, low-fat mayo, ranch seasoning, and a Sprite Zero. So now to determine the amounts and quantities of each of these things, we first must go to our protein and calorie targets sheet. So our protein calorie target sheet is going to dictate what our ranges are for both our calories and our proteins. Those are the only two things that really matter are those two variables. And so depending on what phase we're in, so in the previous video, we talked about us being in a standard fat loss phase. So this is what we're going to look at, is our standard fat loss phase. The next thing we're going to look at is our body weight. And so for me, I'm going to be inside this range right here. This morning, I weighed in at 183 pounds, which is already on there. And so we're in a standard fat loss phase. That means my floor, so the lowest my calories need to be, is about 1,700. And then my ceiling, so the top end of my calories, is going to be about 1,900 calories. Okay. And then for my protein range, my ceiling floor is going to be 183 grams. And my protein ceiling is going to be 256 grams. Okay. So this is what's going to give us our ranges that we're going to fit in our food choices within these boxes, within these guidelines. Okay. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull open my phone here, and I'm actually going to leave this food selection process in here, and I pull up my phone here, and I've already inputted this into my FitnessPal. So you can see this here on the screen. So I've already inputted all the foods in here just to save some time. But what you'll need to do is you just need to put all your foods in here. So that can be a combination of you scanning. If you already have a library, you can just add them in. You can search. You can do a little search on here. But again, I've already put everything in here. And so at this point, that's the first step you're going to do. And so based on our baseline, we just look at where we're at for a calorie standpoint. So you can see my phone here, I'm at 1887. So we are within our calorie range. And let's look at our protein. So if you go down here to nutrition, protein, we're at 213. So if I just left everything the same right here, like, I'm actually within my range. And the reason why is because, well, I do this, right? But most likely you'll need to adjust some numbers. So the first things that we can always adjust is our protein number. So let's say that I actually wanted to eat more pancakes, right? So like, I think at the end of the day, in my mind, I always look through the standpoint of like, how do I get more of the quote unquote, like dessert foods and things on my unicorn list. And, if I maximize those, then I want to like fill in the gaps with everything else. And so in this case, as I'm scrolling here, you'll see my, well, I don't even have Reese's on here right now. So I'm going to put Reese's in here. So I'm going to do Reese's peanut butter cups. So I'm going to have two Reese's peanut butter cups. And now you can see that puts me over the 2000 calorie mark. So now, but just by doing that, I got to figure out where to pull some of these calories from. And I could easily pull it from this protein bar right here. So I pull from that protein bar. Look at my calories, still at 200, which is above the 183. And I'm with my calories. So just by doing that is good. But let's say that I wanted, so this on here is made for one pancake. Let's say I wanted two pancakes. So let's move everything up by one serving just to see where this would put us. We need a whole egg here. And then milk, we need a full cup of milk. Okay. All right. So just by doing that, you can see that we went over our calories. So now we got to come through and try to figure out, okay, what's our protein at? 212. So we have some room. We actually could just pull from protein. That could be one place we pull from. So let's look at chicken breast is always, we're keeping the same meal. Let's go back to, I think egg whites are on here. Egg whites. So instead of eating 200 grams, let's say that we eat just 100 grams of egg whites. Let's see what that's going to do to our numbers here. So we're still at 2022. So let's pull maybe some from dinner. Let's pull 100 from there. Okay, 1966. Let's see where our protein is. 189. So again, we're still within our range. Let's drop. We have pizza in here as well. So again, we have pizza in here. We could take out pizza. That would obviously give us a lot of calories if we didn't want pizza. But let's try to fit this in. 1933. Our protein is still there. All right, we're gonna have to cut something else out here. What do we gotta get to? We gotta get to another, so let's cut out this vegetable oil. Let's get rid of that. And then boom, now we're under our 1900 calories. Let's see, 184 proteins. So we're at the floor of our protein, but we're at the ceiling of our calories. So I'd say this is a pretty maximized meal if we're trying to get in as much of our unicorn food list as we possibly can. So in this one, we have a piece of pizza. We have two Reese's peanut butter cups, and we have a pancake. We have two pancakes as well. So that's basically how you would jigsaw things around based on this food selection process. And again, you can just continue to move these numbers around. Let's say that you want to have more protein. So look at this right here. This is a shake. We could actually just half this as well. So instead of eating a doing a full shake, we could have half a shake. Now you see that our protein numbers are going to be down quite a bit here. So 169. So let's put in something that's maybe more protein. Let's say we actually want more chicken breast. Where's our chicken breast at? So let's bring this back up to 200. Let's see what it does here. So 1924. Let's see if we're back in within our, we're back in our protein range. So again, we could even just move that back down to, let's say 150. So now we're within our calories and, oh, we're just barely outside of our protein. So let's bump this up to 175. So now we're still within our calories and we're back in our protein range. So there you go. So that's how you would basically continue to move these numbers around, and you could change food choices in and out. So again, maybe you don't want Reese's peanut butter cups, or maybe you just want one instead of having two. So we just change it to one, and you can see how quickly we can get within our calories a lot quicker. And it gives us more calories to add, or we just want to stay right there. So this is the game. This is actually how you create a meal plan that works, again, with whatever phase you're in, whether we're talking about standard fat loss, whether we're talking about maintenance, whether you're trying to grow. The amounts is the critical piece that gives you the freedom to have food selections that most people would not think that you could do while either dieting or growing or just maintaining. And so this is how you actually can do something forever. So if you got any value from this video, let me know. Smash the like button. Subscribe to the channel for more videos like this. And if you actually haven't seen that first video where I actually walk you through the meal selection process, like, go watch that video right now. Go watch it right here. All right, guys. Bye-bye.